Did you know we create about 25% more waste during the holidays? With all the unwanted gifts, leftover food, and wrapping paper, it really adds up. This holiday season, celebrate more and waste less. Take the pledge at takecareoftexas.org to receive zero waste gift ideas, waste-free hosting tips, a holiday savings worksheet, and more. That's takecareoftexas.org. Take care of Texas. It's the only one we've got.
If you need to know the law to advance your career in the world of risk management, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, our Master of Legal Studies in Risk Management is designed to help non-lawyers like you navigate the complex legal and compliance issues involved in fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
Hey, back in the saddle in the Salcedo Storm podcast. For those of you who watch us on TV, we took a day off on Friday. I had to celebrate 23 years of wedded bliss to my bride. And it was well needed after this tumultuous political season that we've just endured, my friends. Just take it from me, I needed it. And needed to get away, needed to refocus my attention on what is really important. I'm going to be making some changes, editorially speaking, not so much on the Salcedo Storm podcast, but on the radio shows and the TV shows. Because, as stated, what we're doing, even though I believe there's a lot of benefit on the radio and on television to what we're doing, we're not achieving the desired results. So there's going to have to be a retooling, not with a compromising of our standards, not a compromising of our beliefs, but just the way we convey that to folks, to convey understanding so that we can actually achieve some remedy. Because I don't have to tell all of you that things are going to hell in a handbasket in an awful hurry in this country. So I think that we ought to be doing everything we possibly can to prevent that from happening. Don't you? I think that's incumbent upon us to do that. So there's going to be some changes. I don't think it's going to impact the Salcedo Storm podcast as much because we already touch on things here that are inside politics, outside politics, mainstream life that impacts, frankly, anybody and everybody. With you all know what my politics are, conservatism and a love of country, a constitutional love of country. And that's kind of where we roll. But that actually impacts how we look at the world as conservatives. So when you hear me discussing things that really impact your life and my life, I think, and maybe this is just a feeling that I've got, that maybe my way is the right way, I guess. I'm not trying to be boastful or prideful about this. I'm just saying that I think that there is a common thread in what the conservative thinks and feels about what's going on out there. And so when I say, hey, this thing is going great, this thing is going wrong, it's typically in mainstream thought. Yeah, that's going great or that's going wrong. And there are very few people I know looking at what's happening in the United States and say, you know what, this is just the way it's supposed to be. Nope, I don't think anybody's saying that. So how do we achieve a change? And why are we achieving change? Because we don't want to continue on the path we're headed down, do we? We want a country that's going to be there for our kids and our grandkids. We want that country to be somewhat resembling what you and I grew up with, you know, from Saturday morning cartoons and the fun of being kids. You know, it's fun to be a kid in the United States of America because you can be a kid. But the way things are going, our children won't be able to be children for very long because our society won't be able to afford to have our children be children. They'll have to grow up way too fast. And frankly, there's already a lot of that emphasis right now in the wrong direction, i.e. the over-sexualization of our kids and the like. So anyway, this is a time of reflection toward the end of the year with Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas right around the corner. So that's what we're going to be doing. Little reflecting here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. My buddy Sean Chastain helps out in that department. The show behind the show coming right up.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Time for the show behind the show and our buddy, Sean Chastain. Hey, man.
Hey, bud. What's up?
Celebrating 23 years of marriage with my bride this weekend.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know, right? It's not like just shy of the silver, I guess is what, which is 25 years. And I was told that 23 years, it's like a silver plate or a silver utensil. I guess that there's a chart somewhere that shows you how to celebrate or commemorate each anniversary. And I guess that was 23rd. Somebody sent that to me. So it was,
I guess it'd only be really cool if you did it from year one, you know?
What do you mean?
It'd just be kind of weird to, you know, just out of the blue, give her a, some salad bowl or something.
Yeah.
Whatever 23rd is.
What is 23?
I mean, but
what is 15? A bowling ball? You know?
Right. You know, if you found some ancient chart of what all you're supposed to give on each anniversary and started it from year one, that might be kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was something that somebody way back when said, let's keep things interesting, you know, for marriage. And you could figure something to celebrate each and every year. But I think the well-known celebrations, 25 is the silver, 50 is gold, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, man, so that was an experience. We went up to Colorado. And
Wow, nice.
It was cool. I had a good time. You know what? I experienced a great, and I can't remember the name of the restaurant, so if anybody's up in Colorado, forgive me. But maybe it's just the concept that I think you might find cool is this whole take and bake concept. Are you familiar?
No, I guess not.
This was a pizza joint. And so what you go in, you walk in and you say, I want this pizza, but they don't make it for you. They give it to you raw and with cooking instructions and you take it home and you put it in your oven and it smells up your whole place.
I guess. I don't know.
You wouldn't dig that, really?
If I'm going to work, you know, at eating, I'd rather just cook, you know.
Well,
if I'm going to order a pizza, I just want a pizza.
Well, all it is you just stick it into the oven and bake it, and it's fresh, and it comes right out, and you just serve it up right there. It was delicious stuff, man. It was really good.
Well, good for you.
So I discovered that. What's going on in your week, man?
Oh, nothing. Just counting down the days to Thanksgiving and then a vacation after that. So I'll have 11 days off.
What are you going to do with all? Well, you just
unbelievable.
How much are you? Well, you've been working forever at your company. So
yeah.
What do you got? You get 3 weeks every year?
4 weeks every year.
That's
plus
awesome.
All the holidays and all that stuff, you know. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah. So taking the Thursday, Friday holidays off and then the following week for vacation. So it'll be really nice.
Any special plans for your vacation?
No, My kid and grandbabies are on the road for Thanksgiving, going to see some other family members. And then at Christmas, they are going to Virginia to see my daughter's mother.
Okay, got it. All right. Well,
so I won't be spending the holidays with them, which is a bummer. But
you got someplace to go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my mom's, you know, three blocks away. So
okay, so you and your mom are going to be hanging. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mom and sister. Yeah, well, no, we'll be fine. All right. But always funner with did I just say funner?
Yeah.
always more fun with little kids.
It is.
It is. The holidays, you know, so.
Yeah, I was speaking of little kids. I on the plane to and from, there was a little baby, his first plane trip, and he was such a good baby. You didn't hear him. You didn't hear a peep out of him the entire time, which right. is so odd because, you know, when you take a child on, they're getting used to the pressure for the first time. It's not very comfortable, but this kid did great, which was pretty cool.
Well, those little bottles of alcohol are pretty potent for a baby, so. Yeah.
They are perfect. Just put the little nipple on there.
It's like a fifth for them. You know, it's a whole. So, yeah.
I don't think anybody noticed that happening, but you know, a little child abuse on the plane. But yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to.
Speaking of which,
yes.
I mean, when I was a kid and teething, and not that I really remember the teething, but I remember my sister's teething.
Yeah.
Put whiskey on it.
A little dab
of whiskey on your finger and rub it into the gums. And
yep.
Can you imagine that now? I mean, your CPS would be beating down your door.
My dad used to make this. He called it sassafras tea. But basically what it was bourbon, honey, lemon, and boiled to mix it all up. And then it would coat your throat so you wouldn't be coughing. The alcohol would put you out. So you go night-night. And the lemon was kind of therapeutic and kind of, you know, got the nasal passages cleared up. So it was great.
Yeah.
That was a home remedy my dad used to make for me all the time. But
the home remedy, it wasn't really home remedy. I mean, they still have it. But Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You don't like that?
Hey, no, I mean, I don't mind it because I'll put it under my nose sometimes at night because it'll open you up pretty good. But no, when you had a chest cold and mom would lather me up with that stuff, and then you'd have to sleep in this t-shirt that stuck to you and it would never smell the same, you know, because it was always that Vicks smell.
Would never come out.
It's never come out, ever.
Yeah, and I used to have to, when I had really bad colds, my mom would break out the humidifier. And this wasn't the steam humidifier. This was the water humidifier.
Yeah.
To where it would circulate and it would put a fine mist up in the air. And it got to the point to where I was sick, but I couldn't go to sleep without having that humming in the background. To this day, I sleep with a fan on at night, even though I don't need it.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a huge box fan and the ceiling fan going. Yeah, I need the constant noise or else the tinnitus will just take over and drive me insane. So.
That's true. I mean, you and I have talked about that before because being in radio this long, it's some nights it keeps me awake even with the fan. You know what I mean? It gets loud.
Yep.
Well, you know, so we're coming up on Thanksgiving and I don't know, reflections this year. You know, I'm going to be doing something on the Newsmax show. I called Bo Snerdly. James Golden, the producer from the Rush Limbaugh show, he's coming on Wednesday with us on the TV show. Because, and I don't know if I told you this, but you know how Rush used to read this true meaning of Thanksgiving and the true nature of Thanksgiving,
right?
And it was such a beautiful tradition. I couldn't let it go by the wayside. So last year, which is the first year since his passing, I did it on Newsmax. And I'm gonna continue that. And I actually talked to James, and I didn't hear any objections from Catherine. So I'm hoping that nobody takes offense to it. But yeah. I just can't. I couldn't let it go because it's so it meant so much to me every year to hear it, and I can't. I cannot not do it. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Yeah, boy, he is missed, isn't he?
I'll tell you what.
If you're a fan of talk radio, that's good as it got, and miss him every day.
Yeah, me too. I say that every time he comes up, miss him every day. And it's true, and especially the way things are going right now in the country. And I think, don't correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe you've seen some advertising around. They're advertising either a book or an anniversary. I can't remember exactly what this is. A special commemorative DVD or something like that about Rush. And right. What they feature on this is him saying, I'll tell you when it's time to panic. And he says it's never time to panic in the United States of America. That raw optimism for a guy like
love to panic.
I love exactly. And so you know how much of a stabilizing force having a guy who is always optimistic and sunny, and as Rush to come on every day, and I think and like you said, miss him every day. You kind of need that, don't you?
Sometimes, man. If you're a fan of talk radio,
yeah, you got to have something. That's kind of why we do the show behind the show, because it's with all the crap going on. It is a good time to focus on our humanity and what basically binds us together rather than what divides us. Speaking of which, I need some advice from you because I think we've talked about this on the podcast over the last couple of months. My daughter's saga, by the way, she's going to be graduating from nursing school.
Nice.
In December. So the saga of the 2013 Hyundai that she's got.
Oh, good Lord.
She just asked me after she did a whole bunch of, there was a timing issue she had, and there's also a fuel injector she had. Cost her some big bucks to get that. Now she's saying, my car needs new brakes. And my thought to her was, man, you're this close from graduating and going out and getting a good job in nursing, right? You could afford a car payment. If you could just hold off. I mean, am I right to give her that advice to maybe not invest in a whole brand new set of brakes on a car that you're going to be getting rid of in a couple of months?
I don't know. I mean, you're talking to a guy who's had one new vehicle in his whole life, and I drove that for 416,000 miles.
Right.
So.
But you're a dude, and you know
that doesn't
cars.
Matter. I mean, it just you just have to maintain them, and if you maintain them, they should last, you know, for a long, long time.
Well, brakes go out. I mean, brakes just happen
and
to go out.
I've had to. My old truck broke down, thought it was terminal. Turns out it wasn't. So, but in the meantime, I bought a truck, another truck. And for only the second time in my life, I have a car payment. And dang, do I hate that.
You don't like the car payment?
No. And if I'm her, you know, I mean, if it's a matter of, you know, she just can't afford to keep it up, then how's she going to afford a car payment?
If this was a Honda or it was a Toyota, I'd probably be going, okay, you know what? You're going to want to stick with this. But it's a Hyundai, and you know their shelf life. They start hitting over 100,000.
I don't know. Hyundais have that 100,000-mile warranty.
But not 2013. They didn't have that, and this is a 2013 model. So this is what I don't want her to get into is she's constantly nickel and diming this thing. And it ain't gonna get any better. So I don't know.
Is it $500 a month that she's nickel and diming it for the next 4 years?
No, probably not.
So
yeah, I hear what you're saying. So if it wasn't a car payment, then might as well just keep on going, right?
Right. Okay. I've always done my own brakes because they're really pretty simple. But yeah. there's new options out there now for you. There are guys that will come to your house or office and do it in the driveway.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of convenience. It's just a matter of expense for her, right?
Right.
So she's to the point to where she's asking, this is what she's asking for a graduation gift. She wants us to get her a new set of brakes. And I'm like, man, for your graduation gift, really? That's what you want? And she's like, yeah, I just can't. She says, I can't afford to sink more money into it. And I'm like, okay, yeah. This was the advice I suggested. After hearing from you, I might hedge on this. But here's what I said. Why don't you go out with your boyfriend and go out and look around at some of used car lots and see what they've got. See what they'll give you for a trade-in.
And yeah, but see, right now, that's the worst advice you could have. You could give her.
Why is that?
Because, well, because of the shortages of chips, which is still going on. It's right. getting a little bit better. Used cars are at their highest.
No, ever, I get it. But
that they have ever been. So to buy a used car, there. I mean, we have a mutual friend, Jerry Reynolds, who has a national talk show about cars.
Right, right.
The Car Pro Show.
Right.
And, you know, I hear it every week, and he tells people, worst time ever to buy a used car.
Worst time ever.
Because they're at their highest, and they're just not available.
Well, see, I know what's coming.
There are cars that are used cars that are bringing more than MSRP at the auction. So,
wow.
You know, you're going to be stuck. So it may, I mean, once in a while I will screen calls for that show. And for the last few weeks, you know, he's been telling people, geez, it just may be better for you to get a new car because it's cheaper and you're not going to have to worry about it.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
But, you know, so, I mean, I guess there's that option. But then again, does she want to start off life having that over her head, that
well, here's
$500
the deal.
A month over her head?
Well, here's the deal I made her. I said, look, and you know what? By the way, you're right about everything. I thought I didn't know the supply chain crisis was easing a little bit because demand is dropping because the economy's heading into the toilet. And you and
right.
I... Well, we won't get into that right now, but every economist you talk to says that 2023 is going to be just, it's going to make 2008 look like a picnic. So,
right.
So with that on the horizon, I know that's coming this way, and I know that she's never going to get as much for her trade-in as now. So I told her, this is what we'll do. The money we would have spent on brakes, we'll give you that for a down payment plus your trade-in to help get it down to a payment to where you like it to be. And then we'll cover you for a couple of months on your payment until you get your first job.
Yeah.
As a graduation gift. So,
sure.
So does that, so is that bad? Do you think that's a bad advice or what?
No, I mean, that's the other side of the market as far as used cars go, that they've never been worth more. So
right.
If you do have something reliable, you're going to get the most money out of it right now.
And you would suggest going new. If she was going to trade
well,
in,
I mean,
go new.
What I actually would do is call Jerry. And you know him, you have his number. So I'll call
him. Fine, I'll call Jerry. But I know. But it's like
he can help you.
Yeah.
But I mean, that may be the better option. I mean, I'm certainly not the car pro, so
no, I get. But you know, you know a hell of a lot more about cars than I do, and I know that you screened for that show. So this has actually been pretty good for me because maybe it's given me some different direction and maybe.
Well, I'm just so super cheap and, you know, don't make a ton of money. So
then there's that.
Having a car payment just sucks and I wish I didn't have it. So that's why I drive cars into the ground until they absolutely die.
Understood.
But I maintain them the whole time, you know, and,
sure.
And I'm lucky enough to have some mechanical ability. And by the way, it's something that, you know, came a little natural to me just because of a curiosity from the time I was an infant, you know.
Mechanically inclined, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, the reason I have that mechanical inclination is that when you grow up poor, you have to fix your own stuff.
Damn right. Can't
There's
go
just
out.
Just not yeah. money, so... You know, there have been many times when me and my dad were sitting out there in the driveway, you know, doing brakes or putting a clutch in or something like that.
You've convinced me. I'm sending my daughter over to your house to get her brakes done.
I can do it and would be happy to. So you buy the parts, I'll put them on.
Very good.
Not that big a deal.
See, that was good. That was good. I'm happy. See, I'm just as cheap as you are.
What I was going to say about that is that yes, there is some natural inclination, I think, mechanically, but it's also something that I think anybody could learn, especially with YouTube now. I mean, you type in anything on YouTube that you want to learn, and there are 1,000 videos about it. So,
okay, that's what,
you know, and you know, part of it is having the tools, which I do.
Right. See, that's the thing. That's exactly what I was going to say is here I would be getting this YouTube thing going on and like, I got our car up in jacks. I got the tires off and it's like, okay, you need this tool. Oh crap. Got to run to the store. And it's like, oh, I need this tool. Yeah. Oh, got to go back to the store. It would take,
you know, if it's something that you enjoy, those tools just, you know, it's just part of the deal and they'll add up, but then next time you do it, you have the tool and it's all good. But so my advice to anybody who is thinking about any kind of a project is just do it, because it can always be fixed. Yep. You know, if it's a car, it can be fixed. Maybe not by you, and maybe cost you a little money, but
maybe not by you.
But if it's
especially me. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Just mechanical inclination, I think, is something that anybody could learn to do.
Well, I want to get to where you have been this last week and coming into the new week, and then I want you to talk about Thanksgiving and what it means to you. But yeah, what's up? Anything else caught your eye about what's happening in our great society here that you want to reflect on?
Just, boy, some just terrible violence over the last few days, and just the Idaho student murders just have really fascinated me that there's no suspects.
There was no forced entry on that either.
Right, I know, and it's so bizarre that they don't have anything yet.
And
so
they were killed in their sleep.
Yeah.
Between 3 and 4 in the morning, and they know this level of specificity, but they have no suspects.
Yeah. It's wild.
I'm sitting here looking at this saying they know everything except for the identity of the killer, it seems.
Yeah.
And that kind of rocked my world there, because I'm looking at these in the pictures of these kids.
Sure.
Like their lives ahead of them, and to go out that way. And I saw some photos. I don't think it got wide publication because they're kind of grotesque. It was such a bloody scene that there was actually blood running down the foundation of the house.
Right.
It's like, oh man, that is.
Yeah. When you hear the medical examiner say this is, you know, the worst he's ever seen, that tells you something right there.
And so those guys have seen a lot.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a shooting over the weekend too?
Yeah. At a gay bar. Yep. And I don't remember where it was.
Yeah, I heard about it too.
5 killed and 18 injured, you know, with some 22-year-old nut with a long rifle,
who had a criminal history, you know. And of course, they're all saying it was all hate driven. It's like, well, how the hell do you know? I mean,
yeah, I don't know that it was or not. Yeah. I don't know that they could tell yet. But here's another example of a dude that the police know about, that he's had interactions with the police and was in a standoff. His mother said that he claimed he had explosives.
What could go wrong? I mean, seriously.
But here he is. You know, how is that guy out?
I don't understand it.
I just don't get it either, man.
I am so tired of this pro-criminal. The folks who are in charge, the folks who are in charge right now of this country are pro-criminal, and they seem to be jonesing to unleash these people on us. And I can't abide by it. I don't understand why people still vote for those people.
Right.
And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And it's like, how many more bricks have to fall on your head, cuckoo, before you get it through your noggin that this isn't the right way to go?
Yeah, I know, man.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
So I don't want to end the show behind the show on a downer. So Thanksgiving's coming up. Whether it's tradition or whatever this time of the year comes around, what goes through your noggin?
It's the start of the favorite time of year for me. I mean, usually it's, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's some time off, which I really enjoy and look forward to, just because work sucks sometimes, you know, for everybody.
That's why they call it work. Yeah.
And so some time off, and then it seems everybody is generally happier. I like that. I like some of the shows that are on TV. I like some of the commercials, although I've already teared up at one freaking Christmas commercial. Jeez.
What? Whoa. Hold on.
Well, dude, you know me. I'll cry at the drop of a hat. What? I'll cry at a Wendy's Baconator ad.
But, what was the Christmas commercial and for what?
Coca-Cola.
Oh, no. Really?
So it's this guy trying to figure out how to make a pie. And his dead grandmother is like, you know, he's seeing her spirit. She's kind of guiding him through her old cookbook. And at the end of it, he serves the pie and her picture's up on the wall. And he winks at her and tips the Coke toward her, you know. So anyway, that was a nice little ad. I thought it was cool.
Made you cry.
Teared up a little bit.
Yep. All right. Well, you know what, Ben, I got to tip the cap to you because I think everything you just articulated and more, I think that Thanksgiving to me, being a specifically American holiday, is it not, you have family, you have friends, folks that gather around, and it's kind of a renewal, a spirit of why we're supposed to be doing what we're doing. And especially with the acrimony that we have in the country right now. And when you can get together and be thankful for what you've got and for what God has given you, That's to me why I love this time of year, to be honest.
I'm with you, pal. I don't like the cold, though.
Oh, come on. You were just bitching about all the heat. And it's like,
no, the heat sucks. Yeah. No, Texas is so perfect for about a month.
Spring and fall. Exactly.
I mean, spring, you have the storms generally, but even then it's pretty nice. But boy, this 3 weeks of fall that we've just had. Oh, it was unbelievable. It was like San Diego every day.
It was nice, but it was fleeting.
But now it's cold again. Hate it.
I would much rather have the cold than the extreme heat. It's a lot easier. Yeah. A lot easier to warm up than it is the cool down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. Well, hey, look, I know I'm not going to get a chance to talk to you before Thanksgiving, so all of God's blessings to you and your family, and I will see you on the next show behind the show, okay?
10-4, good buddy. Congratulations on the anniversary, man.
Thanks, pal.
Say hi to the lovely Mrs. Salcedo for me.
I shall do it. Thanks,
pal. All right. Bye.
And that, my friends, is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. A couple of websites you should pay a visit to. First one is TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Get all the news there that is impacting Texas. If it's going to impact Texas, it will impact these United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. You can book me for a speech there. You can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. And you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That is radio in the mornings. And you can nap for that so you can hear it all over the country. And on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 in the evening, kicking off prime time. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. Say it.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? Our professional parts people will test it for free. If it does need to be replaced, we'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Our superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.